All right, so you guys ready?
Yes.
We're going to move on to motivational market strategy number 4. So we got 4, 5, 6, and 7 to go tonight. So it's exciting. And then when you guys sat down too, my wife and Lindsay handed out, some of you were asking about my CDs and the books and all that good stuff. So we put together a little special Adelphi offer tonight, which I'll go through when we conclude. Well, we're going to go to motivational market strategy number 4, which is, anybody here with a Ritz-Carlton? Ritz-Carlton's the number one chain and hospitality brand ever, the Ritz-Carlton Hotel. So we're going to teach from the Ritz-Carlton Marketing Secret number 3, which is the chapter of my forthcoming book. You'll see the 10 Ritz-Carlton marketing secrets to guarantee that you can develop an explosive life and business. Yes, guaranteed. So let's go to Ritz-Carlton Marketing Secret number 3. Trust is built moment by moment. Trust is built moment by moment. Because obviously, how many of you trust John and Kristen and Dr. in real estate right now? We don't know all the hands go up. And if that didn't happen instantaneously, trust is built. See, inside the word momentum is the word moment. So I want you guys to get a hold of that. Inside the word momentum is moment. See, how many of you believe John and Kristen Adopi's business is in momentum right now? It's in momentum because he's built trust moment by moment. Hello. And 6.5 years ago, he didn't have a clue what he was doing. We had to unlock that potential, activate the potential, get committed, release. John really wasn't egotistical, kind of a little stubborn about how real estate would work, correct? I had to have John get rid of all of his real estate strategies, all his real estate books, all the real estate gurus, all the real estate boot camps.
That was the hardest thing I had to do, was to get rid of those experts in real estate.
That's right.
And the information that they have.
Because real estate is the same as landscaping. Real estate is the same as construction. You saw Mark and Carol Smith in a video, correct? $5 million of revenue. During the break, as we concluded here in a little bit, talk to Mark and Carol. Construction is the same as real estate. Travel business and direct selling the same as real estate. Hallie's in the oil, not changing my car oil, health oils, oil business and direct selling, and she's breaking her business is up. You saw her in the video, 4,000 or 5,000%. Everything in business is exactly the same because your revenue, everyone say
my revenue.
Is trust based. How many of you trust that when you order something on Amazon, it'll be in your car in Dusky's parking lot in 10 minutes? I mean, prime shipping, correct? So Amazon, remember, but Amazon's been in business 20 years now. It's not 20 months, it's 20 years. So now, so let's read here. This comes from lesson number 2. Actually, this entire teaching tonight, this entire chapter, you guys can go home with all this information. This entire chapter is from from John's, because of the lesson number 2, the power of commitment, from the 10 Life Lessons book, because John's read that book 25 times. So this entire Ritz-Carlton teaching is from the 10 Life Lessons book, the power of commitment. And you'll see, when it says right here, within every moment, there's an opportunity to build trust. You have to create the atmosphere of trust in your business. Your consumers have to know that they can trust you so much that when they reach out to you, they know that you have their best interest at heart. Guys, just kind of underline that statement, best interest at heart. John, you have everyone's best interest at heart here tonight, correct?
Always,
all the time. Just like your heart beats, you know, I have 16 pieces of motivational artwork, and one of them is called The Heart of a Champion Beats to a Different Drum. You know, just as our physical heart beats, your business should have that heartbeat also. And it's the best interest. And this day and age, and with all this fancy technology, all this stuff we've done, like tonight we were on Facebook Live, and we were on Periscope, and because my business is virtual, so we were doing all that, and Chrissy's on, and Giannis, part of my team, was on that. But yet, everything in life comes down to trust. Face-to-face trust. So when we continue reading here, and it says your consumers have to know that they can trust you so much that when they reach out to you, they know that you have their best interests at heart. Trust your potential and trust that you can be your consumer's go-to in your niche. Everyone say go-to.
Go-to.
Say, I am the person.
I am the person.
My consumer will always go to
in my
niche. But you got to build that trust. You see, as you guys get to know me, and as you guys get to, because obviously tonight you guys, there's tons of information about us, we'll talk about it and we conclude at the end, but I'm not like some speaker who came out who's going to sell a bunch of books and CDs and disappear. I've been mentoring John and Kristen for 6.5 years. John and Chris have been to Florida, I think, 42 times in 6.5 years. They've been, every year we do a 7-day ultra all-inclusive mastermind trip. I did recruit Tim during a break. Tim is on my viable team. Sorry, Ed. So it's awesome. So this is, guys, everyone say we're in for the long term.
We're in for the long term.
Sometimes that sounds great now, but when you get challenged, you realize we're going to be here for your long term. Right, Mark Smith?
Yes, sir.
Right, Jeff Pryor?
Right.
I mean, this is what it's all about. Trust. You see, it's very important. The center letter in the word trust is you. Everyone say you.
You.
When you're speaking to your consumer, you want to say the word you more than I. Very important. So we're saying you, Brian, you, James, you, Lee, your first name is?
Nicole.
You, Nicole. You say you, Nicole, or you, Jeff, or you, Linda. When you make a decision to do business with our company, we have your best interest at heart. Take a look at all these reviews and testimonials about people who at one time were skeptical, not too sure if they could trust us or not. But because of our consistent relationship building, our process, our systems, our commitment, our word, we have raving reviews about our business. And I look forward to you transforming your frustration and dissatisfaction from your bad experience in other people in your niche. Today, your life's going to change forever as we activate our business relationship. There's no teleprompter here tonight, by the way. This is what we do. That's how you take someone like that doing $30,000 a year. John's had a few months, and I'm very proud of him. I'm a very proud coach. He's had some months over $100,000 of revenue. Correct, John? You can say yes, right? It's interesting. Because how many of you want to be in business with someone? How many of you want to play in a losing team or a winning team? Your customers want to be in a winning team, so we build trust moment by moment. It's so powerful, right, Jeff? Jeff's business is exploding. It's awesome. I look at Doris in from Canada. Doris is on the international volleyball team, right? Doris is awesome. All right, you guys ready for the next one? Moving forward here tonight. Oh, where is the? That's a blooper here. Let's see here. Little dusky blooper. Okay. 4, 5. Alright, motivational marketing strategy number 5, Ritz-Carlton marketing secret number 4, mindset of service always. Mindset of service when?
Always.
Always. Guys, say it with me, customer service?
Customer service
is everything. Here we go. Your mind has to always be set on service and serving your consumer. Service is your number one asset in your business. You see, service is an invaluable asset because we all believe asset has value, correct?
Yes.
And you see, customer service, as you guys get to know me, I'm a customer service expert. I teach customer service. I teach first impression, last impression, surprise bonuses, other bonuses, always creating someone as if they're the most important person in your life, your customer. How many of you have had bad customer service experience recently? Interesting. So that's why when we look at this and we say to ourselves that service is your number one asset in your business. Right here, businesses fail because they don't serve. Anybody ever go to Sears or Staples or Office Depot and you feel like you're in the middle of like no one pays any attention to you?
Yeah.
See, customer service, the number one goal is to pay attention to your consumer. Get focused on them. How many of you know when you call the doctor of real estate or you sit with John, he's paying attention to you? That's customer service. The root of successful customer service is paying attention to you. But this is very important. Going back to the motivational section, if you don't believe you're born a champion, if you don't believe you're confident enough, if you don't believe you're worthy of creating a larger business or creating more business, your low self-worth will keep your business flatlining. And that's why I teach motivation plus marketing. All of you tonight, and I'll talk to you about it in a few minutes, I do a podcast every night. And it's called the MotivationPlusMarketing.com podcast. It's motivation plus marketing. You cannot have marketing without the right motive. What that becomes is selling. I don't teach selling, I teach marketing. See, Bernie Madoff didn't have great motives. His motive was to steal and kill people, basically. The right motives at heart, to care about people. That's, see, the greatest thing about, so we talked about this, John, many times. We'll be talking about this tomorrow and Thursday when I'm at your office, is all these lives in this room are here tonight because of John. Which is exciting, because, and I know he's got your best interest at heart because he's always serving you, correct?
Correct.
So it's so important, guys. So when you look at this, now to continue reading, don't think that you can only sometimes think of serving your consumers. You have to always serve your consumers. It's a mindset. So the fifth secret tonight, guys, is mindset of service when? Always. Say with me, always. Just like your heart beats always, make sure your customer service heart beat always. What can I do? How can I go a little extra? I thought about Hallie from Ohio. I made a mistake. Everyone say mistake.
Mistake.
A mistake made once is human. A mistake made twice is egotistical. I made a mistake. Hallie, I have a program. Part of my strategic business coaching program is accountability. Eric, you're accountable. Eric's part of our program. How many of you are part of my coaching program? Raise your hand high. And you're accountable every day. You write your accountability. Well, Hallie is a phenomenal writer. She writes great accountability. And inside all that was her birthday one time, correct? And I messed it up. She was at one of, came in from Ohio down at one of my events in West Palm Beach, Florida. She was there, and I celebrated someone else's birthday. Michael Zapata's birthday was the same weekend. And all of a sudden, I did not know. At the end of the weekend, because Hallie's very quiet, she told someone, I said, you know, it's Hallie. I'm like, oh my God, I screwed up. But I made a mistake. It will never happen again. So what we did is we celebrated your birthday in Mexico, correct? Just because we have to remember that, I actually framed a picture of you and I celebrating your birthday cake in Mexico. So come on up, Hallie, real quick. We'll take a picture afterwards. So you always want to have your customer on your mind. We're live on Periscope or something, right? So we'll take a picture. At this point, we're taking a picture and take it afterwards. So that's, and guys, that's an awesome picture. Serving is awesome. But wait, it gets even better for you. Because irregardless of what someone's faith is here tonight, Hallie always puts in her accountability a scripture or something she read in the Bible for the day. So I thought about this last week. It's a piece of bread. It's the Italian in me. It says the Daily Bread Promise Box. It's actually a bread. It's got 240 promises from the Word of God and 120 scripture cards. Pretty cool, right? Yeah, so it's a daily bread. Now, Carol, don't eat the bread. All right? So this is, guys, give Hallie a round of applause. She's awesome. All right. Thank you, Hallie. And you always want to be thinking about your treat people with respect, and your business will get respected. Jeff Fry, you seem like you're like a butterfly just breaking out of its cocoon, right?
Right.
Right, Linda? I mean, he's just going, right? Jeff is rocking. So Jeff's been down to South Florida four or five times now at our events, four times. So at the last event, you were at because we have a private office called the Millionaire Miraculous Mentoring Zones, where I do all my mentorship and so forth. And we have a butterfly covers up one of the windows. You and I took an awesome picture together. So guess what? Here's a framed picture of you and I with the... So come on up, young man. You're awesome, Jeff. Jeff, that's a great picture. Thank you, guys. You're welcome, man.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And we'll take a picture afterwards because this is on that live streaming. But guys, it's so important to always have, because what's on your mind? See, this is so important. What's on your mind? Is service always on your mind? It's awesome. All right, guys, ready? We'll move forward. All right, we're right on track. Something with the PowerPoint here. Let me find number six here. Number six, there we go. All right. Motivational marketing strategy number six is the Ritz-Carlton marketing secret number nine. Let's flip over the sheet of paper here. Ritz-Carlton marketing secret number nine. This is awesome. Is nothing will ever stop you. Nothing will ever stop you. Now, it says right here, you have to keep yourself motivated and immersed in self-development so you can have the nothing will ever stop me mindset. Nothing can ever stop you when you're committed. When you fully motivate yourself, you can fully motivate your clients. Hello. Everyone say hello.
Hello.
When you fully motivate yourself, you can motivate your clients. If you look like a dried out old dead bird nest, ever see bird nest falling? If you're like that in your life, that's what your clients can be like. Your business will look dead. If you look dead, act dead, your business is dead. Get excited about life and your own personality. My son told me tonight, every time you see John, he's always smiling, correct? You said that to me during the break. You said that to me, right? John's always smiling. A smile will take you miles in business. Inside the word smile is mile. And inside your eyes is a gateway to your heart. You see how you look at people. You look at people focused, intense, caring about them. That's your business in your eyes. It's awesome, guys. So important. You have to fully motivate yourself so you can fully motivate your clients. Motivation is your motive in business. You're in the business of changing lives and motivating others, irregardless of what business you're in. And you guys may know this person at the bottom of this teaching, Christian Adolfi, where it says, earned over $100,000 in a month. Getting coaching from John DeLemme was the best thing we could have ever done for our business and for ourselves personally. We earned more in a month than we used to earn in a year. When we first hit $10,000 per month, I was amazed. When we started hitting over $50,000 per month, I was outstanding. There you go. As an ex-stutterer, over three syllables like a challenge. As needless to say, I'm absolutely blown away that we've recently earned over $100,000 in a month. Keywords earned. Earned is a yield. Earned is a result. You earn because of trust. You earn because of customer service. You earn. You never hear me talk about make money. All my books, all my CDs, right, John, right, Kristen? Because making is a false sense of selling. Earning is a right to receive a reward and a harvest from the right trust, the right motives, and the right focus. All of you in this room can earn huge income when you focus on doing the right thing long term. Where do you think John, Kristen, and Doctor will be 6 years from now? We're mapping out a $100 million business plan tomorrow for John and Kristen. Let that sink in, right, Eric? How wound up are you to watch?
Can't wait.
Because he sat in the sideline for 3 years, Eric. Eric's averaging close to $30,000 of business now, correct? In landscaping, and watch John for 3 years. If you do 30,000 times a month times 36, is $1 million cost him to procrastinate. Interesting, right? How wild is that, right? Crazy son, right, Bruce? Your dad, right? That's awesome. All right, so you guys ready for the final one? We're right on track tonight. Let's call it Motivational Marketing Secret Number 7. Until next time attitude. This is definitely one of my favorite ones. Like tonight, I know I'll see many of you real soon. Let's call it Marketing Secret Number 10 is T, until next time attitude. You have to have the attitude that you will see your clients again. You can't be so busy that you forget to have this attitude. Commitment will keep the till next time attitude ingrained in you. This takes so much commitment, but your clients will appreciate it more than you probably know. They want to know that you have the attitude of expectancy and that you can't wait to serve them again in the future. What that means is we're not in a transaction business. Salespeople are into transactions. Marketers are into transformations. Hello. See, John and Kristen Adolfi, we just transform what exists. Transformed means a miraculous change in appearance, and we just activated the potential. So when you're a marketer, you're in the transformational business. When you're a salesperson, you're in a transaction business. So when you say to someone, I look forward to seeing you at our next real estate event. I look forward to seeing you at our next event. How many of you would be interested in us potentially doing a full 8-hour roundtable workshop mastermind event up here in Phoenix? A full roundtable where you guys travel to South Florida, John, just because this is some great change. We're going to discuss that. Where we go from 11 a.m., I'm not a morning person, I have to do my hair. We go at 11 a.m. and we go to 7 p.m. We have lunch included. It's not me up here teaching at a rapid pace for 90 minutes or like 75 minutes with food and breaks and all the good stuff. But it's an intense roundtable workshop mastermind event. How awesome would that be?
Wow.
We'll discuss that, John, about it. Because there's some great people in the room tonight. Because I'm incredibly proud of John and Kristen Adolfi.
Right.
Because until next time, give them a round of applause. So, just to recap tonight, guys, here, real quick, let's recap number four. We got number five. Where's the recap? Here we go. Motivation marketing strategy number one is success key number one, the guaranteed potential key just activated already. Number two, guys, is all in long-term commitment no matter what. Number three, accepting challenges long-term, stubbornness will always block this key. Number four is trust is built moment by moment. Number five is a mindset of service always. Number six, nothing will ever stop you. And number seven is until next time attitude. Because I believe I'm going to see many of you on next time. It is so important to realize that continuity, not commitment. And before I go through, we had a little offer we're going to go through tonight. I have just a few more bonuses to give out here real quick. Emily from Canada, eh? Emily was just down in West Palm Beach, Florida a couple weeks ago, and Emily was at, she took an awesome picture. Come on up, Emily. There's another picture of your construction zones. Give Emily a round of applause. It's awesome. We actually have two pictures. We got the full team picture for you, and we got the picture of you and I standing together. Emily's on my volleyball team too, by the way. We got some hype going.
Here we go.
We're on separate teams.
Separate teams.
You're awesome, Emily.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Woo.
Give a round of applause. Eric Chamberlain, come on up, young man. We got two pictures for you from the last event when we were in Mexico. This was awesome. We gave Eric a bonus that says, it says on here, it says, life's a garden, so dig it, as a landscaper, right? So there you go. So that's a picture of that. And that's a picture of you and I with the face hands fear on animals, which are awesome. As you guys will hear more about that as you get to know us. Here we go. All right.
Thank you.
Ask Eric about procrastination. $1 million in procrastination, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome. One more, eh? The VIP of the volleyball team in Mexico, Doris Pacana. Come on up, young man. One more bonus here. Another picture here.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And you see, and then Kristen Adopi, we got a little great bonus for you. Kristen's a great artist, by the way. How many of you know about Kristen? Kristen's a great artist. She's got great creativity, great artistry, and she does some great painting. So we got you this awesome coloring book for adults, Ocean Wonders. This is awesome. So it's got all the, it's really cool. It's all a coloring book and pens and all that good stuff for you.
I do like the color book.
So it's all to get rid of the stress. John, pay attention. Stop texting. Your wife is in front of the room. John.
That's great.
That's awesome. Excellent. And then Jeff Breyer. Everybody in this room, all my top students have received from me a piece of artwork customized from the Release Your Heart motivational quote I have, which says, release your heart, let your heart out of its cage, release your heart to dream about an unimaginable future. So, Jeff, this is your official customized, personalized one, which is awesome. It's on.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, Jeff. There you go. And, John, here's yours that you left in Mexico. So we'll give it to you later. You're awesome. All right. You guys ready? You got that little sheet with the CDs and books on there and all that good stuff. I want to go through that very quickly and then we'll conclude for the evening. I actually have cassettes for sale tonight. How many of you remember cassettes? I've been in business 16 years. I thought I had cassette tapes. Because of the condensed presentation tonight, I didn't even go through this in the beginning. I had two cassette tapes in the beginning, which is pretty awesome. All right. And you will see, Chris, you have one of those for me, please? Mark, let me get yours real quick.
Yes.
Thanks. All right. You will see tonight we have the record-breaking results exploding package, which includes seven of my top CDs. And there's only seven of these packages together. We got them back there, and it's over $187 value. Where I create the value is if you go on my website, every one of these CDs and MP3s, my CDs retail for $17 each, and my MP3s retail for $7.97 each, and my books retail between $15 to $25 each. So tonight only is over $187 of value. It includes seven of my top CDs. The 10 Big Money Crazy Marketing Life Choices, the Guarantee Unexplainable Unbelievable Results CD, 8 Action Taken Attitudes to Finally Conquer the Deadly Disease of Procrastination, the number one call to action for your business guaranteed, the 10 Marketing Mindsets to Crack the Millionaire Code and take your results to the next level, the top 10 marketing power words to generate boatloads of business, the 7 Marketing Basic Fundamentals on How to Increase Your Revenue, and Rah-Rah Motivation versus Truthful Self-Development, which is Kristen Adolfi's, one of Kristen's favorite teachings of mine. And Jeff, you're on that. John, Kristen, and Mark and Carol, you're on that teaching. So there's 7 CDs tonight, which is exciting. And you guys also receive the digital recordings of that. Then you could choose 2 of my books also. We have 6 or 7 books to choose from. You get 2 of my books. And I'm not going to read all the MP3 titles because we'll be here until 10:30. But you're getting 17 more of my top teachings, which is pretty awesome. And then we also have a line called the Faith Stands in Fear Run line. We have some products back there. Guys, all this wrapped up tonight. I want to say tonight. And tonight only, guys. Only $47. And here's the best part for you. Ready for this? It includes, say, but it gets better.
But it gets better.
Includes free shipping and handling. We're handling it for you and you take it home. So we ship it for you. So guys, with that said, you guys are awesome. Thank you for coming out. But wait, before we leave, I have to do a selfie. Is that good?
Yeah.
Because we love the selfie here real quick. We gotta get the stick out real quick. John, you ready? Selfies rock. There we go. All right. Stick's gonna rock. Selfie sticks, great, right? All right, you guys, point up here. Everyone say Adolphe.
Adolphe.
There we go. We got it. All right. It's awesome. All right, guys. So with that said, you guys can see my wife. And then once again, how many of you would be interested in an 8-hour event on a Saturday, 11 a.m., 7 p.m., 8 p.m.? Well, we'll discuss that with John and Chris. And you guys are awesome.
Thank you very much, everyone. Let's give John a
round. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
We're going to stick around for a little while, so you want to hang out, you can take off.
Yeah, we got the food there and everything.
Yeah, we still have more food left. Thank you again.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Can I bother you for an autograph?
Oh, sure. Love to receive you, Mike. Here you go.
We will meet again.
All right, you're welcome. Absolutely, brother. Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Don't let them recruit you for their team on the volleyball. He stood up and I go, he's a giant.
Before you
play volleyball?
Yeah, it's very
a little.
Yeah, me too.
No.
I was thinking about that. Yeah,
it
a little better.
Okay.
So maybe a little quicker until you get to a point of thinking. We're talking about how you don't let us do what John wants to do or not. Some people it's hard to know. And I said, well, I went to Cornell, you find this tree, and to be very skeptical of what that herbal data analyze, and then you make a decision. So your mind ends up mapped that way.
Eat as much of it as you can, because I have to go home with it.
Oh, you're a cannibal with food?
Got five more brothers at home, so I can. And you know what? We can clean up for you. Yeah,
that was my experience, you know, having to have a proper seat because I wouldn't have gotten anywhere.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty cool being with
Oh, it was awesome. And definitely 8-hour.
Isn't that cool to have one up here?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
happen. If there's anything you're proud of, it happens. We'll let you know. Because tomorrow is Thursday, and we've got set aside for the